The spokeswoman for the Office of UN's Coordination for Humanitarian Affairs in Nairobi says access to towns and villages in some parts of South Central Somalia has improved dramatically since January. That is when Somali government forces, backed by Ethiopian troops, defeated the country's powerful Islamist movement and drove its leaders out of power. But the OCHA spokeswoman, Amanda DiLorenzo, tells VOA that the worsening security situation in other parts of Somalia, where humanitarian needs are the greatest, has limited humanitarian access to a critical level.
We now have access to locations that we haven't had in a very long time, such as, for example, Galkayo. Generally in South Central, there have been some improvements in access to areas that we weren't able to access before, either because of the seasonal flooding of roads or to the conflict itself. But areas such as Lower and Middle Juba remain of concern to us.
Earlier last year, much of southern Somalia, stretching west to the Kenyan border and northeast to Mogadishu, suffered a crippling drought and then severe flooding, which killed scores of people and left tens of thousands homeless. At the height of the conflict between the Islamist militia and the government's Ethiopian-backed troops in December, Kenya closed its border with Somalia for security reasons. The border closure has slowed overland transport of humanitarian supplies from Kenya to a trickle. Access by air has also been restricted. The airport in Kismayo, a key hub for delivering humanitarian supplies to Lower and Middle Juba region, remain closed to humanitarian flights because of ongoing military operations in the area. Meanwhile, the main seaport and airport in the capital, Mogadishu, have become prime targets of insurgents opposed to the interim government and its Ethiopian allies. Violence has hampered efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to people enduring nearly daily attacks there. Now, a deadly viral disease called Rift Valley Fever that affects domestic animals and humans is threatening to spread from Kenya into Somalia. Aid agencies are warning that unless emergency assistance and supplies are increased immediately, a serious humanitarian crisis could develop in the country. Said Warsame is an information officer with the UN's World Food Program, Somalia.
We need security to reach people. We need to move food from the port of entry to where the people are. So whenever there is some security incident, that also prevents us.
In an effort to stabilize the country, the African Union is planning to deploy several thousand peacekeepers in Somalia. The first contingent of Ugandan troops is expected in Mogadishu within days. But on Wednesday, a militant Islamist insurgent group renewed its threat to fight any foreign troops sent into the country. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Nairobi.